Doing well.
Hey, yeah, it could be better though. Work has been draining all of my energy, that and HRT. So that's pretty much been my life for the past 7 days straight, and the 9 days too. So how have you been, love? But next time, I mean.
Meh. I'm more or less fine. Just a bit stiff and worn out from work.
Got anything you're excited about coming up? Aw, I feel you there. So glad I don't do a labor-intensive job anymore. A girl like me just isn't suited for that stuff. Not to say girls can't do those jobs, though. I just do a whole lot of squatting at mine. I'm excited to play more Sekiro for my channel. But I gotta work on opening animations before I upload any.
Not especially. These tend to be slow months as far as excitement goes. Looked into one of those little devices we were talking about before.
I gotcha. I'm also super excited for Pokemon Shield. Sobble is my baby.
I've mostly been playing games and emulators lately. PlayStation 1, mostly. I swear, I almost forgot what it was like to have a complete game without having to buy DLC and shit.
Oh, the prostate massage? No. I sort of forgot until just now. I hope people don't use that to invalidate my existence. And if they do, well, fuck them. It was just not something I ever considered until you reminded me. Yeah. I plan to eventually, too, calling the series Nostalgia Dips.
2D games actually hold up pretty well. And even more stylized 3D games can still look alright. Like Mega Man Legends. Hey. If people don't want you to have a great orgasm, are they worth listening to?
Oh my god, I love Mega Man Legends! So many people hated it, but I thought it was cute. And the upgrades were cool, and I loved exploring the ruins and how they interconnected. I'll just refer to it as my G-spot. I'm sure that's what many girls end up doing.
It was an early 3D Metroidvania.
Because it does get me going.
Whatever you call it, as long as it gets the milk flowing. It's healthy, too.
Yeah, I know. Speaking of milk, though, while on HRT, I'll eventually be unable to discharge. Just a bit of clear fluid.
Still have the orgasm, though.
Yep. Throughout the whole body. Similar to cis women. And not concentrated at the groin like men. Going back to PlayStation 1 stuff, or whatever you'd like to talk about, I sometimes struggle in conversations, and I believe it is showing right now. What games are you currently playing via emulation? I grew up with the PlayStation 1, but my memory isn't the best, to be honest.
I'm playing Klonoa, but full body orgasms are a fine time. Too.
One of the good ones that I missed out on. Oh, my whole body has become way more sensitive, but especially my nipples. They get super crazy sensitive. Like, how strong the pleasure is not something I know how to handle yet. Also works in cycles, like being high sensitivity, then pain, then boob growth.
And they say some women can come playing with their titties alone. There may be some truth to that. I mostly start to feel warm before the P-Stop does its thing.
Like, my skin gets thinner, softer, and pore shrink too, which no doubt contributes to the sensitivity. Oh, I definitely believe that. Don't even think it's all that uncommon for cis or trans women, really.
Do you let your hips do most of the work? I tend to just do that with the prostate toy.
I'm learning how to use my hips more, mostly with walking. Like I said, I'm very inexperienced with all that. Do have a short clip, still a few months pre-HRT, though.
Do you watch any porn or anything? I kind of need the ignition to get going.
I used to, and still rely on it some, but my feelings are moving away from that sort of stimuli.
What do you tend to look at on the occasion you do? I tend to look at some well-animated yaoi.
Used to, same as you, but sometimes I don't look at anything. I do sometimes watch videos with naughty words that I can say out loud. Before I realized I'm a woman, I kept all feelings, reactions, etc. inside. Or, more accurately, I couldn't reach them. So, while most things come naturally, I have changed my habits. Yaoi rarely did it for me. If it did, it'd be only as a voyeur and not projecting. Or only works for me with especially femme character involved in some way.
Both of the characters being more femme, or a femme taking it from a masculine dom?
Either works. Usually femme/mask does it for me better.
I happen to have a few amazing gifts in that, if you're interested.
I lack the foresight to save any of the porn I enjoy.
So, interested?
I would like to see them, but not right now. I'm almost at my next job. Would be uncomfortable if a boulder forced. I'm currently tucked and I'm wearing leggings.
I mean, that might feel good. But I can send a couple later. What time should I hold off for?
Gosh. It would be nice to have them when I can use them, but I don't know when that'll be. I'll be working like 14 hours today, so probably not anytime soon.
What a pity. The one where the little guy is bent over a bedpost and getting railroaded by a guy with really good abs is great.
That is unfortunate. Well, before I leave, you always share a smut with me, so maybe you'll understand me better if I told you one of my favorite manga. Perhaps you've seen it? The Farfalla series by Ruin Ryoga, I think was their name. Anywho, have a good evening, doll.
You're more than welcome to throw some 2D smut my way.
That was a really long day. I just got home a little bit ago. Gonna be going to sleep soon. What did you think? Did I get his name wrong? Well, have a good night, love.
Well, that's some good taste you have in moods if I'm looking at the right thing. Sent image one. And I did see a bit of mind break, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he's a great artist. And that story in particular had, like, a positive mind break. It was more akin to showing the character was meant to be a woman, but lived in the shadows of that act. The first chapter where they say, "And then I was set free," was great A+ for me. And it just got better from there. Hope you're having a nice day, love. I'm on my way to work. Just woke up finally a little bit ago.
You have quite the interesting mood streak. I know that much now.
At my job now. Sorry. Was on a Discord call. Feel like I need 2 phones. Have a good night. Maybe I'll tell you more of my faves someday.
It's not quite night yet. And you could always point some here if you want. Just curious. How do you feel about cat boys?
Well, I've definitely gone through a lot of furry, and cat boys are especially prevalent. Big fan of Onta and The Life of Marty. And while Jay Naylor gets toxic preachy sometimes in his work, the short story about Mikey was always too much for me. Sometimes I'd search and be stroking 4 hours in the past, then go back to that so I can finally come. You'll have to forgive me if I don't respond right away. I'm currently working, but at the halfway mark, I stopped to go to the little girl's room and get caught up on some social media stuff.
4 hours? He must have come buckets. Seen this kitty before? Sent image to.
No, that was a long time ago. And I used to do nothing but masturbate all day till I was beyond dry and had a breeze of cuts all up and down my thing.
You sure those weren't friction burns?
Yeah, they were, but they started to bleed and scab over. Masturbation has kind of always just been a painful need that I hated and it consumed me. I wanted to cut it off a few times, but that changed when I realized I'm a woman. I do not recognize that. The style seems familiar, but I really truly don't remember a whole lot besides what I've already told you.
I mean, overdoing it can be bad, but a good milking is good for the soul and prostate. Oh, she doesn't know about the caramel kitty. Oh my.
Like anything in excess is unhealthy. And maybe I know the artist? Who is it?
Light Source. Wanna see more of him? He's a really good kid.
Huh? I actually haven't heard of him. Sure, I would, but I gotta get back to work now. Still have another job after this one. Probably get done around 2 a.m.
No, alright. I'll just let this be a surprise for when you get back then. Sent image 3.
You spoil me.
He's a very good cat. Sent image 4.
Friend sent me this sketch too. Joke is on y'all, the hormones are working. At least right now. Sent image 5. He really is.
Gotta love bathroom hygienes. Sent image 6. And this one almost gave me a sprained wrist once. Sent image 7.
I wish I could draw. Also makes me really want to get hugged.
Cat boys have that effect on people. Sent image 8.
This one was my favorite for a while. I really like the trans-positive smut that's been growing in popularity. Sent image 9.
I think it's just the stuff has been taboo so long, people are really getting into it. Sent image 10.
Sorry, fumbling with my phone while driving.
No, that's fine. Glad you're sharing the hoops. Sent GIF 11.
I've always had a thing for Gwendolyn. Seeing all this stuff again just makes me sad I didn't start transitioning before puberty. I may never get to feel like that.
The character could have been fleshed out more. But Dark Souls is more about being vague and letting your imagination do half the work. Sent image 12.
Mm-hmm. That's really heckin' good, too. But I've pretty much showed you all the loots on my phone. Unwrapped present.
And I suppose the lore that's all spelled out for you is less interesting. Sent image 13. Present.
She has a ribbon around her girl neck.
I do like ribbons. Not a ton of loots with them, though. Sent image 14. More of the best cat. Sent image 15.
Very nice. I'm at my next job now. I'm already in loot debt thanks to you. I could show you a clip of my ass, but bear in mind I'm a beginner at anything like this in real life, and the angle is bad.
There's no debt when it comes to loot. Sent image 16.
These are really reinvigorating my libido. Heading inside now. Chat later, love.
Sure. I'm glad the loots do their thing. Sent image 17.
Oh, I think I've seen that one before. just noticed too on Cinnamon Catboy Lighthouse put a color palette in the corner of just purple. makes me think he has a sense of humor and loves to show off. Anyway, if you're asleep now, have a good one. Pleasant dreams, and I'll talk to you later. I'm a fucking idiot. Caramel. The word escaped me. Oh, such a wonderful term to describe him with, too. I am shamed.
Yeah, the new work hours have me crashing and burning hard around 11 or so here. And Caramel doesn't get enough credit. It goes great with everything. Sent image 18. And I mean everything. Sent image 19.
Heck. I wish I had as cute a face as his. And yeah, something about that color is very pleasing too. It reminds me of Marty from Alta. Like the dog boy equivalent to Caramel Cat. Well, I do hate working so much, but enjoy the time when I'm not. As long as you're able to enjoy your free time, love, then I'm happy.
Not that vanilla doesn't have its charms, too. Sent image 20.
There were several really good manga of Link in that outfit. I don't remember any of the names, though. And women are beautiful. But I'm cuckoo for the dick, which I guess is vanilla for you. If I were with a girl, cis or post-SRS trans, of course I'd love the heck out of their pussy too. But I never went looking for pussy except on rare occasion when it comes to smut.
Everybody likes a little pussy every now and again. I tend to prefer it more often. But my cravings for boy meat, while rarer, tend to be stronger. Sent image 21. Dick really does make it better, though. It's science. Sent image 22.
I don't understand the science, but you're not wrong.
Basically, it's been proven even heterosexual men get more aroused if they see an erect penis. Points if it's post-precum. Sent image 23. Bonus points.
Yeah, that's something I've always wondered, and sadly, I can't get into it right now. Sorry, was on the phone and driving, couldn't respond at one of my works now, but I don't get bottom dysphoria all the time, and I see my girl dick is like a bit of a fail-safe. in case someone is like, well, you don't look slash act like a girl. And I can point it out like, this is why. And then collapse into a puddle of tears. But if I feel like I ever do pass well enough, I don't know if I want it removed, especially if such a scenario comes up and then I have no rebuttal for the asshole who wants to mock my womanhood. I don't know. I really enjoy tucking, but it does make me a little sad that I won't be able to use it either. I started sleeping untucked and a cute bulge to be had this morning. I guess HRT hasn't quite taken full effect yet, which is why I look how I do.
Funny, I never really had morning wood. It always gets hard when I'm trying to sleep. Scent image 24. Basically, I had to have a dedicated humping pillow for a good while. Scent image 25. Yeah, that artist does him right. Scent image 26.
Very lovely. Well, I'll chat with you later, love. Appreciate the beautiful smut. Have a goodie. You have a Discord? Could call, because sometimes you type super fast.